With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. After a tame fire season, the Flathead National Forest hopes to spark a number of prescribed burns in the coming weeks, but rain could limit how much work fire managers get done. MTPR's Aaron Bolton has more.
The Flathead National Forest released a list of 13 prescribed burns that range in size from 17 acres to over 1,000. Forest Fire Management Officer Rick Connell says one of the larger burns Flathead Valley residents are likely to notice is located just north of Whitefish.
And we've got 5 units up there, and we'll see, you know, when we come to burning, which ones we will do. We'll choose from. We're not going to do all 5 at the same time.
Individual burns could be nearly 300 acres, and Connell hopes to complete the project over the next couple of years. The burns are aimed at preventing a larger wildfire that could contaminate the city's water source. It's also intended to improve deer habitat. The 1,100-acre Lindy Ridge burn south of Flathead Lake near Condon is also likely to be noticeable along the Mission Mountain Wilderness.
We'll be burning the exterior unit of the wilderness first to get that prepared. And then the whole rationale for this burn is so that fires that start higher up and away from the border of the wilderness have less likelihood of leaving the wilderness.
Connell says most burns proposed each year aren't completed. When and where fire managers are able to burn largely depends on approval from state regulators managing air quality. He says approval is fluid and depends on a number of factors.
What the weather is going to be like, how much vertical mixing of the atmospheres are going to be, who all wants to burn, what do they want to burn, is it valley bottom burning, is it mid-slope, is it upper slope.
Rainy weather in the forecast could delay some of this year's burns. Connell says the Flathead National Forest will try to notify the public about larger burns through local news outlets, and will also update when and where smaller burns are taking place on social media. Aaron Bolton, Montana Public Radio News.